Yeah. Thank you. First, I want to thank the Chevra for the chizik, the music. This is from a yikanagin and managin, that there's such a thing that the person himself becomes a nigin. And it's a different kind of a nigin when it's not being sung by a person, but when the person himself is a nigin. And those are our bala nigina, Josh and the Chevra. It's a strange thing that happened. It was actually a very pleasant thing that happened to me yesterday morning. Back at home, one of my sons-in-law was supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael with somebody else, but it didn't work out. They had to change the time and postpone the trip for another date. And my granddaughter was supposed to have a father-daughter breakfast in the school. And this was already known a week before that my son-in-law was not going to be able to go. He was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. So my daughter called me up and she asked would I be interested, and I said, you know, count me in. Grandfather, granddaughter, breakfast, and there was also a magic show which I wouldn't want to miss. It was actually very good. And a puppet show, not a magic, a puppet show. And then in the end he canceled the trip, but my granddaughter said she still wants to go to Zayt. So I was excited. And when I was driving her in the car, I had asked her about Shabbos, because my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, he's a rabbi in yeshiva, she's a teacher, and they had girls over from my daughter's students, they had from the school. And I asked my granddaughter, Nami, I said, Namila, did you have a good time on Shabbos? Well, the girls were there for the Shabbaton, did you enjoy? She said that she had a very, very good time. I said, why did you have a good time? What was so good? So she said, I like when people hug me. So all the girls were hugging her. You know, they see a cute little girl and they hug her. And I was thinking when she said that, because, you know, you learn when children say, Mipi Oiludin V'yoinkim, we see from Chazal, Yerushalmi and Shabbos and other places, that Psoikli Pesukecha, that when children say things, they bring down something very, very strong from Shemayim. And I was thinking how after such a week that was coming to such a Shabbos that really Yidden, all of us need a hug. We're waiting for that time of Higola Noah Freis Chaviv Yolai Yisukah Shleimecha, which I spoke about on Shabbos. Higola Noah Freis Chaviv Yolai Yisukah Shleimecha. And that we should be zeiche for Yimina Tichab Keini, to feel Hashem's embrace. Until that time, Hashem's Baruch speaks to us through the Torah, through the mouths of the children, and through the Torah that we learn. So there's something very, very strange in Parashas Vayetze. You know that there are hafsokis between psuche, parasha stuma, indentations. The Rashi brings at the beginning of a yikra, the reason that we have these spaces in the Sefer Torah between the parashias, between the sections of the parashias, is litain, revach lehesboinein, ben parasha leparasha, ubein inin leinin. That Hashem Baruch wants us to take our time. When we're reading, we're relating the Torah, and we're reading our lives, the Korah Kol Yemei Chayev, When we're reading the Torah, when we're reading our lives, Hashem is Baruch wants that there should be a revach, litain revach lehizboinein, ben parasha leparasha, ben inyin leinyin. That we should have yishuv hadas to be able to stop and to be mizboinein, to think about, to contemplate what is it that we're reading, what is it that's happening to us in our lives. To have a revach, to have a space in between. In the Vayetzi, we don't have that. In the Baal HaTorim says, Kedarko, a remez over here. Why is it that the parasha is a parasha which is stuma mamish? It doesn't have any openings, no indentations. It's a parasha stuma. So the Baal HaTorim says that because Yaakov Avinu had to hide himself now from Esav, it was a time of hiding, it was a time of concealment, it was a time of running, a time of hestapanim. And therefore the parasha is in such a way that it's a parasha stuma, where things are closed, things are hidden. So does that mean that the Baruch Hashem does not want us to be mizboinein? Ben parasha leparasha, ben inyin leinyin. Everybody here knows that these parashas of Yaakov Avinu ubefrat, parashas Vayetze, is the maaseh of a similar bonum of galus. These parashas Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana, beginning with this parasha, is the story of the Jewish people over the years of our galus, and each individual person in his own and her own galus. And therefore it's brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheva, the Be'er Sheva is from the highest, highest world. The Neshama comes from that place that's called Be'er Sheva. And Vayelech Harana, the Neshama comes into the Guf, and we come into this world, and Vayelech Harana, this world is a mokaim shel charoin af. It's a place of difficulties, of anger. It's a place where sweet, beautiful, holy Jews are davening shachris and they're hacked to death. Where babies are run over. So the parasha of Golus begins in this parasha. Vayelech Charana. That journey of a Jew through those days, sometimes months, years, for Am Yisrael, many, 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 many years of Charoin Af, where we don't feel Hashem's hug. We don't feel the Yeminai Techabkein. We feel Chalila Charoin Af. So when Yaakov Avinu leaves his home, it was certainly the most bitter time of his life. Esav is trying to kill him. Eliphaz steals everything, whatever he has, Eliphaz takes. All he's left with is his shtekel, his stick. Kivamakli avarti esayardin hazeh. The Medrash says in Posik, Zechelki mikolamoli in Kehelas. All Yaakov Avinu had left was his stick. Kivamakli avarti esayardin hazeh. Everything was taken from him. And the worst thing of all, of course, was that he had to leave the home of his parents, that place of Kedusha Be'er Sheva, the place of the tzaddikim of his parents. Because his mother told him to do something. And he listened. And now he was going to the place of Lovin Ha'arami, a place of Charoinaf, a place of Hestaponim. Ad kedekach that it says in Posik Vayolin Shom Kivo Hashemesh, and the Sfar Makadoshim say that Vayolin Shom, we were talking about this. This is a hemshach of what we're learning from Rav Leibel Agus Chusgilenu in the Shia tonight. But it says in the Sfar that Vayolin Shom is a loshen of a tluna, of a complaint. Vayolin Shom. And the Sfarim say that Yaakov Avinu on his Madrega even though he didn't say anything, even though he never complained, he didn't say a word. But in his heart, he was wondering. Sof kol sof, Rabbeinu Shalom, machatosi, what did I do wrong? That I was told by my mother to do this. And what did I do wrong that I'm sitting and learning? I didn't sleep for 14 years. And why did this happen to me? And we see in the Midrashi Chazal that Vayolim Shom is an inyan of misloininim, of a tluna, of a taina in the heart. It never came to his mouth. Liba lepume, it didn't come from his heart to his mouth. But in his heart, Yaakov Avinu on his level had a complaint, and we had and have in our hearts also a Vayolim Shom about what's been happening in Eretz Yisrael. A Vayolim Shom, Kivah HaShemesh. And Kivah HaShemesh means that a person is living his life and things are going well, and the sun is shining upon him, and life is good. And then all of a sudden, for no apparent reason, thinking about how Rav Twersky, Zechet Saglevach, and the other Yidden, when they were going, they left for shul in the morning, where they leave every morning. Maybe the wife was up to say goodbye. Maybe one of the children was there to say goodbye, to say good morning. And the family was getting ready for another beautiful day in Yerushalayim. And all of a sudden, Kivah HaShemesh, all of a sudden the sun set in their lives. Kivah HaShemesh. And the sunlight of those Jews and their smiles and their kindness and their Torah and the Yiras Shamayim. And what about their couple, the beautiful couple that they went with a little baby? It took them a long time till they had a baby a few weeks ago. Chai Zissel, that little girl. And then she run over. What about that beautiful, beautiful tzaddikus, Dalia? That first he runs her over and he wasn't finished, and then he went out and stabbed her to death. And all of us felt Kivah HaShemesh. Why did the sun set on these people? So we can't help it. Even though we're Maminim, B'nai Maminim, there's a Vayolim Shom in the Jewish heart. There's a little bit of a yolana, a little bit of a tluna, a little bit of a chlila, a little bit of a taina of a hi ha'am kemis oinen. When the sun goes down, shaloi ba'inosa, it wasn't the time for the sun to set. A little girl's supposed to grow up and get married and be happy and have children of her own. And a young woman who hadn't come to that stage yet of her life. And Kivah HaShemesh, and the sun set. And we all felt that. So how are we supposed to feel the Yiviyaminai Techavkeini, that my granddaughter said that she loves to be hugged, and we all do. He says, Vihine Hashem needs of a love, the dream, and Vihine Hashem needs of a love, and Hashem was upon him. And the Shemesh Baruch promises him, Hinei anoichi imach ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. Hashem Yisboch gives him a hug and says, I can't explain to you right now what this is that you're going through, but I promise you, anoichi, I'm with you, ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, and I'm going to take care of you. V'loi ezovcha ad asher masisi es asher dibarti loch. I promise you, I will not leave you, I'll stay with you until I will fulfill all that I promised you. And when Hashem is Baruch told that to Yaakov, and he told it to each and every one of us, and he told it to the entire nation, Ki lo yezovcha, I will not leave you, lo yezovcha, ad asher asisi es asher dibarti loch, until Hashem Baruch will fulfill every single one of His promises. That means, chevra, that even when a person is in a state of mutzav arza, when he's in a place of ayelech charana, he finds himself in a place of charain af ayelech charana. He feels that his whole life is a life that's mutzav arza. He's stuck in the filth and the dirt of tavshin ayin hay. He's mutzav arza. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalit to Yaakov Avinu v'Nash and Nitzav Olav, and he makes him a promise. And the latter was in such a way that even though it's mutzav arza, every one of us believes Roish is Megiyah Shemaima. Roish Megiyah Shemaima means that Yaakov Avinu was mechazik within us that belief that even though I am going through a time in my life which is called mutzav arza, vayolan shah, vayovay charona, that's what I'm going through in my life, that's what the Jewish people are living in right now, and each and every one of us goes through those times. And Yaakov Avinu saw the ladder, and first Hashem tells him in Yashem Nitzavolov, and Hashem makes promises to him, he's mechazik, he gives him a hug, and Hashem tells him, I'm not going to leave you. And the most important thing of all, that Yaakov Avinu is megala to us through his dream, that even though it's a time that's called mutzav arza, but v'roish is megia shemaim. And roish is megia shemaim means that there's a gewaldige hashgach, and that something very, very remarkable and something very amazing is taking place during that time when you're mutzav arza, as long as you remember that v'roishai, that something is being worked out in my life now, and that somehow in some way from this that I'm going through now, roishai megiya shemaima, it's going to reach to the highest place in Shemaim. The ikar is v'hine Hashem nitzav olav, is brought down in the tzvorim, that the letters v'hine vav, Hashem, yud kei vav kei yud, nitzav is nun, spells Yovan, spells Greece. The meaning of Chanukah is at that time when the Yevanim were shaking our world and the sun of the Jewish people was setting. And we were brought to a place of Ein lanu chelek b'lokei Yisrael chalila, where we felt that Hashem Yisbarach had left us. Nevuah was already finished. There's no Urim v'Tumim. The Beis HaMikdash was already defiled. Sulam mutzav arza. V'hine Hashem nitzav is oisiyas yav. V'hine Hashem nitzav alav. And Hashem Yisbarach gave us a hug in the darkness. And they found a pach echod of Shemon, which was munach b'chois meishel koyin god. And we understood, and it was clear to us that he never ever left us. And that was the hug that he gave us in the darkness of that time. So then look what happens at the end. After Yaakov Avinu is able to get past that, and he comes to the house of Lavan. And Davki, in that place of Charoin Af, of Ayela Charana, of Mutzav Arza, over there, he's Mezdavik with Rochel and Leah. And in that place, Davke, Yaakov Avinu, in the place of Charoin Af, the most difficult time of his life, when he was in Golas, he was Mamed the Shivtei Kod, Yud Beis Shvatim, the Shvatim. And over there, Davke, he came to Madrega Vayova Yaakov Sholem, that Yaakov Avinu was able to come to a place of Shleimus. And he comes and he tells his entire mishpacha, Nakuma v'na'ala beis el. The time has come. The time has come. Nakuma v'na'ala beis el. Let us go up to beis el. Ve'esa shom mizbech lekel ha'oina oisi b'yoyim tzerasi. Listen to the words. After the whole ma'aseh finished, and now Yaakov Avinu understood what all of that was about. During that time of Mutzah Arvatsa, V'yelech Harana, Kivah HaShemesh, the V'yolun Shem, now he comes to a place and he's looking over his entire family and over the Shvatim and everything that has happened. and he says, Nakuma v'na'ala. That's what we need to say, and that's what we're going to say. Nakuma v'na'ala. Let us go up. Beis El, to the place of Beis El. V'ez ha'sham mizbeach, and I'm going to build a mizbeach. L'kel ha'ayn ha'aysi b'yayim sarasi. To the God who answered me b'yayim sarasi. That means, on the day of my tzara. That means that Yaakov Avinu is now looking back in the past. And he remembers that day when he was running. And he remembers that it was the worst day, the lowest day of his life. And he couldn't understand, why would this be? Why would Hashem Yisbarach cause my son to set? Why would Hashem Yisbarach do this to me? And now Yaakov Avinu looks back on that day. That's called Yom Tzarasi. And now Yaakov Avinu understands. L'kel ha'oina oisi b'yayim tzarasi. That davka, that time when I thought that I was being ruined, and I thought that my life was over, davka on that day which was the darkest day in my life, on that day when we felt ourselves that Movis had climbed into the windows of a Beis HaMedrash, of a shul, that our enemies have now infiltrated and infested our holy places. That not only that we can't go to the Harabais, to our place, but that the Ishmaelim are coming down from their place, that they've occupied our place, that they've occupied, and now they're crawling in to all of our places, to the Mekomos HaKadosh. Yom Tzarasi. And now Yaakov Avinu says, now I realize, looking back, that you answered me on that day. I didn't know. When I was living at that time, all I saw was one thing. When I read the headlines, it was one thing. It was Yom Tzarasi, period. Now Yaakov Avinu makes a nether. V'shavti b'sholom obeis avi, v'ahoya Hashem li l'elokim. Just listen to the words. V'ahoya Hashem, yudke v'okke, v'ahoya havaya li l'elokim. Yudke v'okke will be, for me, elokim will be Hashem. Rashi brings down, she'yochu shmoy alai mitchila v'ad soif. V'ahoya Hashem li l'elokim means that the name of yudke v'okke, the name of Hashem will be upon me, mitchila v'ad soif. The pashtus of that mitchila v'ad soif means that there won't be any tzul in the Jewish people. That my children will be holy and pure. That my children will be good. They'll make it to the end. They won't chalila. They won't go away. They'll stay Jews till the end. Mitchila v'ad soif. V'hoya Hashem li l'elokim. But we understand that the name Havaya Baruch Hu, in the simplest way, Yudkei Vavkei, means Hu Hoya, Hu Hoyve, V'hu Yiyah B'Sefara, that Hashem always was, Hashem is, and Hashem will always be. And when Rashi says that Yaakov was asking V'hoya Hashem Li Yudkei Vavkei Li L'Elokim, that I will be able to live always with the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, and Rashi explains She'yochul Shmoy Alai, that this name Yudkei Vavkei will be Chal upon me Mitchila V'ad Soif. From the beginning to the end, it means that really a person's able to look back. You and I can look back on our lives. We can't look back on last week yet and understand. But certainly you and I can look back earlier times of life, the Yom Tzarasi, and now we can see, like Yaakov Avinu, that it was taket, it was good, and Hashem was answering me, B'yayim Tzarasi, that was an answer to my tefillahs, really. And he was working out the Sulam Mutzavatza, which is Roshi, was Megiya Shemaim, and he was working out my life. And even on a hard day, sometimes when we look to the future, we're able to have a feeling of Kaveh El Hashem, Chazek V'yamitz Libech V'Kaveh El Hashem. But the hardest thing is not the Hoya, and the hardest thing is not Yiyah, the hardest thing is Hoive. U'hoive, when you're in that moment, when you're in that place, when you're in that shul, and you're in that shul and the blood is flowing, and the blood is flowing, and Jews are lying there in towels and filling in blood. At that moment, that moment of Yom Tzarasi, at that moment of Kivah HaShemesh, when the sun is setting, I could look back and say, Itaka was good. I could look to the future and say, maybe it'll be good, I hope it'll be good. But to be able to be at that moment, and to be mischazik in that moment of Hoya, Hoive, V'yiyah, Yaakov Avinu was asking Rabbi Shalom, help me and my children. Yochel Shmoy Alay Mitchila Vahad Soif. Yochel Shmoy Alay Mitchila Vahad Soif says the following. You want to know why is it that in this parasha, the parasha is a stuma. There are no empty spaces. So we asked the question at the beginning, but the purpose of the empty space is Litain Revach Les Boinein Ben Inyin Le Inyin Ben Parasha Le Parasha Ben Inyin Le Inyin. That a person stops and he's trying to understand Ben Parasha Le Parasha Ben Inyin Le Inyin. But Yaakov Avinu just asks in this parasha, V'hoya Havai Elila Lukim Hoya Hoivi V'yiyah. It means that there shouldn't be a Revach. There should never be a space, an empty space in my life where my children for a moment will forget what? The Mitzvah of V'hine Hashem needs of Allah. That the Baruch Shalom every second of my life, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Shomid Mimini Bal Emoi. V'yaminoi Techab Keini Mimini Bal Emoi. That the Baruch Shalom never, right now, in this moment that I'm in, He's here with me. Because we can't live unless we feel that. We can't get up. We can't get up from Shiva, we can't get up from these things unless we feel miyamini bal emayt mamish. Like we're learning from Iblaibullah. The inyan of Hamokim, Vayifka Bamokim, Hamokim Yanachim Oisi, Hamokim, that the Baruch Shem is Mekayim Shalom here and now. Mitchila v'ad soiv is Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloich. Hashem Melech means now. Hashem Molach, Hashem Yimloch. And only when a person believes in that, V'hini Hashem Nitzavolov. And you and I are mechazik ourselves in these beautiful families. And all of Am Yisrael is mechazik ourselves in this amuna of V'hini Hashem Nitzavolov. V'anarchi shmarticho ki lo yezovcho. I will never ever leave you. I know it looks bad now. It's Yom Sarasi. But it's hakel ha'oino isi v'yom Sarasi. Believe me, I'm answering your tefillahs. You're going to look back and you're going to see that every tefillah is being answered. Everything is being answered in this way. But it's Rosh HaMegiyah HaShemayim. But right now I know you feel Mutzav Aretz. But Rosh HaMegiyah HaShemayim. Now there's a song, I don't know if the Chevra knows to sing this song. But instead of telling the story, because it's very, very late. At least for me it's late. For you guys it's not late. But there's a song, I'll tell you the truth. I first heard a couple of Chassidish guys singing it. When somebody played it for me on their phone, because the song was written by, I think, a couple of Satmar Chavra that came back from Uman and they wrote the song. But that's what I was told. So it's based upon Torah Nun Hei, look at the Maran. It's not the exact words, a little bit different. And the ending is from someplace else, it's not in look at the Maran. But the words, since I heard this song, but when I heard these guys sing it, they were singing it too fast. I didn't feel it. But then, by the Ilula, we had some shul for the Pesach's yard site. So Yosef Karduna sang it, and Mamish, it's all I'm singing since we had the Ilula, and I realized that Hashem's Baruch was helping me with that, and others with that we should be able to have such a niggun to carry us through this time. To be able to carry us, Mamish, through this time. You know that there was something before, you know the words of the song, I'll go over in a second, and again, I don't know, as Mechil, if the guys could sing it, I would love if we could sing it together. But one of the people from Shul sent me a text message, a copy of a meeting that took place in Yerushalayim this past week after the Maisa that happened. And the way I've learned over the years that if I got something, a message, it means that all of you already saw it already last week. But this is when it was sent to me, so I got this now. First I got it on a text message, and then I don't know how to make it look so big, but then I got it to be bigger. And I would like to read it, but I didn't bring it with me here. But I think that you know it already, that there was a certain lady that teaches in seminary. And she was online in the bakery, I guess, for Shabbos. And she was standing there online, and who's online? Like every other Jew standing online was Lazar Sharansky. Doesn't Sharansky, Gewaldige Yid, if you know what he went through, if you read his book, Fear No Evil, Gewaldige Yid. He became a big person in Eretz Yisrael, Doesn't Sharansky. But he's always still humble the way he was when he was back in Russia. And I read this, that what happened is that the girl said, the seminary teacher, she got up the courage, and they're standing in line, and she said, you know, she says to him, Reb Nosson, or Natan, whatever she called him, you know, that that I was just, I teach in seminary, I was teaching the girls Tillim, and I was just telling them the very, very amazing thing about how when you were in prison, that you always had in prison, you carried a little Tillim with you, and that they, even when they tried to take it away from you, you didn't let them take it away, and you fought for that, and you suffered for that little Tillim that you had. And while she's saying this, he's smiling, and he takes out from his pocket, he takes out the same Tillim. And it's already very old and tattered little Tillim. And she says, well, you carry that? She asked him, you carry that wherever you go? And he said, he smiled, he said, no, that carries me wherever I go. That carries me wherever I go. And she ended with a very sweet thing. She said, you know, there's no place like Yerushalayim. You go in Yerushalayim, on the streets of Yerushalayim, there are walking heroes of the Jewish people are walking around in the bakeries in the streets of Yerushalayim, Jewish heroes. So there's a song about making us into Jewish heroes and helping our people be strong until this situation will end and should be soon. But the words are afilu b'hastor shebesoich hastor bevadai gam shom nimsa Hashem Yisboch gam me'achori hadvorim hakoshim ha'ovim alecha ani oimeid, and that's what Chanukah means. Ani oimeid v'hina Hashem Nitzavolov is Chanukah. Ani oimeid. So I don't know if the Chevra knows how to play this, if the guys know how to sing it. You know what I'm talking about, this song? I can't sing it. Shabbat Shalom.